The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It's a 420 break from Johnny's Lounge in Beaver Dam. Thank you for listening.
Dominic, we've been joined here in the back of the bar by a fine guest. He is Tom Bennett. We know him from Teamsters Local 200. He's a good and an old friend of ours, but he is here in his capacity as the vice chairman of the Democratic Party of Dodge County. And we're partying in Dodge County. Tom, welcome back, man.
Well, it's great to be here. Welcome to Dodge County. Beaver Dam is actually the center point of the strength of the Democratic Party in
really?
Dodge County.
Well, yes, sir. Right on. We're glad to be here, Tom. Yeah.
This is a little pocket of blue in the middle of Trump country.
That's it right there. Absolutely. You know, we came out strong for the Biden election. We're trying to build our party. We have a great party here in Dodge County. Jim Zahn's our chair. He does a great job. You know, we've been doing virtual meetings, you know, these Zoom things, which we're all getting sick of right now. But these Zoom meetings, well, we've had some fantastic guests on the programs. We've had Chris Larson. We've had Tom Nelson, Alex Lazary. This upcoming Wednesday, June 2nd, Josh Kahl will be on.
Oh, nice. Yeah. The Attorney General.
Yeah, he's a good man. He's a good man, no doubt about it. So, yeah, we just continue to build our party here in Dodge County. We're not purple yet. We're getting there. But rural Wisconsin has to build itself stronger for the Democratic Party, and the Democratic Party has got to help us build ourselves stronger.
Well, that's an excellent point you make, Tom. It takes two to tango, if you will. Has the party made this sort of investment here in Dodge County where you're most familiar? Do you feel the investment? Do you feel Ben Wickler? Do you feel the DPW? What do they do for the county-level parties, Tom?
Well, one thing about Ben has brought a different aura to the party, right, for the state party, and I appreciate that. There's been nothing wrong with the previous leaders, but Ben has got a really unique vision about how the party should look in the state of Wisconsin. Do we differ on some opinions and some leadership values? Sure we do. That's just human nature, right? I mean, you guys don't get along all the time, right?
Well, that's because he's wrong so damn often, Tom.
And he's so misguided, Tom.
Okay. All right. But, you know, Ben is doing a good job. He gives us the resources. He gives us the people to get things done. We've had some interns help us. We've had some really good people help the party in other parts of the state of Wisconsin. And we've got to work on rural Wisconsin, northern Wisconsin. We've had some great candidates in northern Wisconsin, Trisha Zunker being one of them, right? And we couldn't get her over the finish line. We just had a race here in this area, Melissa Winker. She turned that double-digit deficit down to a single-digit deficit, right? So there's work that's happening. There's investment being done. But we've got to keep everybody united. We've got to keep the communication going and get people, just get them entrenched in what's going on in politics. Caught myself there. But there's been enough problems with politics overall. We got to start getting along with each other. You know, we just gave away all that $1 billion, right? That $1.6 billion from Medicaid, right?
Well, we didn't give it away. Well, Republicans gave it away, Tom, as you well know.
You know, we've got to do things that help Wisconsinites. We just can't be saying, well, this doesn't help me, so it's not going to help you. That money would have helped everybody. I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, even if you didn't vote. That money would have helped us in Wisconsin.
Tom, what do you attribute to the lessening of the gap from the last election to the previous election, right? The Democratic still lost the election, but not by as big a margin. Why do you think that is?
I think one of the things that we have to work on is educating the young voter, right, and keeping the young voter engaged. Look at some of the candidates that are running in the Senate race, right? We got Alex Lazary, Chris Larson, Sarah. We've got youth, and we got to make that connection and bring the youth. The youth have been sitting on the sidelines, and I'm not going to get into politics. Politics doesn't matter to me. It doesn't affect my life. Yes, it does. And we have to start educating the younger voter, and I think that's one of the missions that we're doing right now.
So should I get a TikTok account then? What are you saying, Tom?
Well, you know, I don't know.
Which?
Well, you know, one thing about it is social media is part of the equation, yeah, right? And I think we're getting back now where we can get out and get in public and do things with good guidelines and good principles and share ideas and have meetings, and we've got to get back to that to move the party forward and get the voters and keep the voters engaged.
Tom, I think it's very difficult to engage anyone through Zoom. My kids know it. I know it. Zoom is, I mean, it's good. It's good for a short meeting, but it's not good to inspire the masses. Tom, how important do you think it is? We talk about coming through this pandemic. Well, the Democrats have been very cautious. We were the more cautious party, if you will. But they didn't knock doors, not like the Republicans did. And they haven't done a lot of the public events. The Republicans doing a public convention. Democrats doing a virtual convention. Tom, how important do you think it is to be able to do live events like this or go out and shake hands and kiss babies?
I think one of the things, getting back out in public shows people that we're getting back to normalcy, right? You're right, Zoom meetings, I have a 10-minute capacity for a Zoom meeting. That's all I can do, right? But I have to stay on for an hour, hour and a half. I do my best. But Zoom and all that, people are getting tired of it. People want to touch people. People want to see people. And that's why the candidates, and we have Democratic candidates right now, going across the state of Wisconsin, handshaking, and meeting the people of the counties.
Well, I can see why people would be a little leery standing too close to Dom. Or, you know, he likes to reach out and touch people, Tom.
It's great to reach out and touch you again, Tom. It's been too long.
Oh, yeah, you guys are great guys, and congratulations on what you're doing. And you get a good footprint out here. Keep up the good work.
Well, you can hear us right here in Beaver Dam. That is Tom Bennett. He is the Democratic Party Vice Chair of Dodge County. We're in Dodge County. We're partying. I've had a drink now. Barely anything, Tom. It's not the booze.
Okay, all right.
Sure, whatever right. You say.
Whatever you say, you're good. You're good.
Got the mic.
We got the proprietor of this fine establishment, Johnny from Johnny's Lounge. He's going to join us next. Tom, can't wait to see you at the next party, fella.
No problem.
Thanks, Tom.
All right, come back with us. More Devil's Advocates live at Johnny's Lounge in Beaver Dam. The happier 4 o'clock happy hour. It continues.
Never ask a Navy man if he'll have another drink.
Stop touching me.